remember preaching a revival one time, and we was using these cordless mics, and I'd run over here a while, and I'd run over there a while, and one of the little kids back there said, I hope he don't get loose from that chain. But anyway, we don't want to be hemmed up. But we're thankful today that we can be at the house of the Lord on a Resurrection Sunday, and how exciting it is if you've been saved by the grace of God. And you know the Lord in the pre-pardon of sin, that we can celebrate a risen Savior today. And you know, I never question what God does. I'm just a servant. I'm a mouthpiece for Him. And the Lord has gave me a message, and I hope today that whoever it's for today, that you would open your hearts and minds to the Word of God today and let God speak to you. But if we had a thought today, it'd be that the sun is coming up in the morning. Amen. And you know, that's what resurrection is all about, is that that there will be a better day. Amen. You know, I don't know if it's an illness you might have today. I don't know if it might be a relationship that you have today, or something that's, if you will, that's not where it should be. I can assure you by the authority of the Word of God and the message of God today that the sun is coming up in the morning. Amen. I believe that Easter Sunday is a Sunday of hope. And it's a Sunday that we can rely on the Lord's day. But if you have a copy of God's Word today, turn with us to the book of Malachi. And I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 6. And we'll be taking our text today out of verse 2. But as we think about the sun is coming up in the morning. You know, Job and all his problems and all the things that went through there, I believe that no human being outside of Jesus Christ suffered more than Job. And Job said, will when the morning come? And then he answered it, when will the sun come again? I believe that the sun is getting ready to come through the eastern sky just any day today. I believe that the hope of America is coming through Jesus Christ today. How many of you folks today would give me a witness that we have our hope in the sun today? Amen. Hey, listen, let's stand as we read God's word, and we'd like to go to the Lord in prayer, if you will. That is in Malachi chapter 4, starting with verse 1. And the Bible says, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. And all the proud, yet in all the wicked, shall be stubble. And the day of the Lord shall come and burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But listen to verse 2. But unto you that fear the name shall the Son of Righteousness arise from with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in a stall. And ye shall not tread down the wicked, for there shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day, and it shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, and I commanded him in Horeb and all of Israel with the statutes and judgments. And behold, I'll send you Elijah, the prophet that cometh of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your blessed word. Father, we thank you for each precious soul that's here today. We pray that you would enter into the hearts and the minds of women, boys, and girls. And Father, that it might be said that it was good to be at the house of the Lord. Father, we just pray that you'd work your will and way in each and every life that's here today. For these things we ask in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Beloved, you may be seated at this time. I want you to know today that when the Son of God, when the sun cometh up, all sighing and trouble will flee away. I know that there's folks in this congregation today who have went through things that seem so bad and so terrible that we wonder how in the world that we can get through it. I've got good news from you from heaven today, that because Jesus Christ arose on the third day, and because Jesus Christ, during that time that he was in the tomb over there, by the way, did you know that when he was in that tomb, when he was still in the form in which he was buried, that he went into a place called paradise, and he preached to the masses there in a place called paradise. And you know what he done when he got down there in paradise? He still had the blood on him. Amen. Ain't you glad he still got the blood on him today? But as he went into paradise, and I believe that in his own way, in his own words, the Bible don't bear this out. I believe that he walked square face to the devil down there. He probably took a little drop of blood and went over there, and he put it on him over there, and the devil was helpless, and he said, "I want them kings. I want them kings." And the Bible says that he arose and he would come with him the keys to death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
I believe that he opened up a way that day. So if you're troubled and sighing, I've got good news for you. When the sun cometh in the morning, the sighing will stop. The Bible says that the tears shall be wiped away. Job cried out. He said, "Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." Man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. You know, there's an interesting thing, if you will, and I've got to share just a little bit of this, if nothing else, spark a little curiosity. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, and I'm not going to read all of it, it's talking about the vision of the slaying of Jerusalem. There's an interesting statement in here, and I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 9 and verse 4. "And the Lord said unto him, Go throughout the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and cry for the abominations that are done in the midst thereof." This might seem untimely, but I think it's right on the mark. You know, we're living in times over there where we're seeing much of what the prophet was saying over there, that we're seeing the abominations and all go before us. And I'm afraid that in 2019 that church people are turning a deaf ear to it. Amen. The Bible says we ought to be sighing and crying over the abominations that's going on. And I believe that we're living in that last day when the Bible says that they'll raise up a people who have a form of godliness, but they'll be powerless because there'll be no power there. And that we're living in a time over there that we'll raise up teachers because we have itchy ears and we just want to hear what we want to hear. Mm-hmm. But when the sun cometh up, I'm glad to tell you, he'll put a mark on those that sigh. You know, these people that can come to church and they can go along with the abominations that we see in these nation going, hey, we're killing babies in the womb. 60 million strong. And it don't bother us. It don't trouble us. I wonder if those people have the mark. You know, he said over there that there was a man that went around and he looked at those over there who sighed and cried over the abominations that were going to take place, and he said he put a mark on them. There's a new name written down in heaven, and it's mine, oh yes, it's mine. Aren't you glad today? Aren't you glad today that you have a mark in heaven?
Amen.
Aren't you glad today that when the Lord rose out of the third day, the Bible says he was the fruit of the first resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad today that we too will be arrayed? Aren't you glad today when we think about the sighing and the pouring out over there? And I'll just be honest with you, I've been pastoring here so long, I'm better acquainted in the cemetery than I am in the church house. I know more people out there than I do in here. Planted most of them. One day that old cemetery is going to look like a pepper box. Some of y'all said, now, what's a pepper box? I'm glad you asked. Go home and take out your pepper shaker and look at it, and all you're going to see is a bunch of black holes. Amen. That's what a cemetery is going to look at one day. Because the Lord arose on that third day. And because he arose, I can arise too. But I want you to know that God will mark your sign and your cry. The Bible says everybody else was slain. You know, we need to be a people that cares. We care.
Amen.
We care. Woke up to the news this morning over in Sri Lanka where that death toll was probably over 200 by now. Where that they went in and blowed up churches on this Easter Sunday. You know, we'll probably hear nothing else past Tuesday or Wednesday about that. I care. How about you today? And we see the decay and the stench that's going on in America, and we just keep on turning a deaf ear, turning a blind eye, and say, well, you know, I'm just going to stay out of this. This ain't none of my business. I tell you, when it comes to God's business, it's your business.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When it comes to God's business, it's your business. As the Apostle Paul was getting old, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, the Apostle Paul made a statement. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of our Lord Jesus. My prayer for you today, have you been marked on this Easter Sunday? How are you marked? Well, I tried to sing a song about it a while ago. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? See, that's all that will matter one day. It won't matter about church membership. It won't matter about baptizing. It won't matter whether you've been a good boy or a bad, bad boy. It don't matter. All that will matter is whether your name's been marked in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Oh, that's why, because when the sun cometh in the morning, if your name is marked in the Lamb's Book of Life, just like it was in the Book of Isaiah, all signs and all trouble will be gone.
Yes.
When the sun cometh up, Satan will be left behind. I'm glad to tell you today, I believe that when the Lord, when he was in that period over there in the tomb, and he went down there and he visited down there in paradise, and he unlocked the doors down there with the key. And can you imagine just for a moment when old David was turned out of paradise down there? Can you imagine the jig he danced? You know, he was a dancer, by the way, David was. He was a dancer. Can you imagine what it was when he got turned out of paradise? Can you imagine just for a moment over there that when we go down there, the defeated look that was on the devil? Because he knew that he knew that he knew that he knew that he had been defeated that day.
Yeah.
The power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We will be going where the devil cannot harm us.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says that Satan's wanting to sift you. Now, I don't know about you. Some of these young folks won't have no idea what I'm talking about. But can you remember over there when you used to go down to the mill and you used to get cornmeal and you used to get flour and you used to have to take it home and you had to sift it? Today, it's they've already pre-sifted, amen. You know, because they might be corn husk in there, they might be boll weevil in there, they might be a thumbnail in there, but you had to get that impurity out of there before you made your cornbread and you missed it. The Bible says that the devil came to sift you as if you were weak. I'm glad today that I can tell you by the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he arose on that third day and the sun's coming back in the morning, that the devil will have no contact with you. The old devil wants to deceive us about salvation. He wants to deceive us about the love of God. He wants to deceive us about the life hereafter. You know, that's what Resurrection Sunday's all about. Life hereafter. I'm not getting like me and Mike does over there. We when you get older, you think a lot about the hereafter, don't you, Mike? You just go from room to room wondering what you hear after. So that's not what I'm talking about. You know, I found a survey the other day, and they said that young people don't think much about death. Hey, I'll tell you, when I was young, I used to think about dying all the time. How about you? Huh? I did. I thought about it a lot more when I was young than I am when I'm old. Somebody asked me one time, said, "How come you got saved?" I said, "I was afraid of dying and going to hell. That's the reason I got saved." Amen.
Amen.
We need some more fire behind the pulpit. Amen. We need folks to explain the realities of the hereafter, the realities of what the consequences is if you don't come to Jesus Christ and ask Jesus Christ to come into your life today. But when the sun comes out, and when the sun comes back, Satan will be left behind.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm not looking toward the grave. I'm looking toward the wedding. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To me, the grave is just a journey to a means. I'm looking for the wedding. I believe that the church itself is getting ready to be raptured, and the bride in Christ shall come, and I believe the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be called up to be with him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Amen.
And when the sun comes up, shouting will be in order. You know, you don't hear much in churches no more. You don't hear much praise anymore. I'm here to report to you from the authority of God that Jesus said, if you hold your peace, he told the disciples, if you hold your peace, he said, these stones will cry out against you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want a bunch of old rocks crying out against me, would you? Hey, listen, shouting will be in order when we realize that Jesus Christ arose on the third day, and that Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of God, and that Jesus Christ is getting ready at any moment, at any time, to come and redeem the church, to open up the graves of the dead. You know, sometimes people ask me, said, "Well, said, I want you to take a test just for me right here, just a minute." I know if I told you there's going to be a test, you probably wouldn't have come today. Put your hand over your heart right there, just for a moment. You feel it? Hold your hand up there and check your breath just for a moment. You need anything? Yeah, I need to search, someone said back there, but I That's a breath test. You're alive, ain't you?
Amen.
You got a breath test. David said over there, just take a breath test. He said over there, Psalms 150, verse, let everything that hath a breath praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Praise ye the Lord. See, if you passed the test a while ago, we've always shown that you've got breath. We've always shown that you've got a heartbeat. Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, there's no excuse not to praise the Lord. Hey, unless you're dead in the pew, and there's a lot of Baptists dead in the pew, by the way. Unless you over there and you ain't got a heartbeat, and by the way, there's a lot of Baptists that got a heart. But if you pass that test a while ago, there's no reason for you not to praise the Lord. Luke said, rejoice. Luke chapter 10 and verse 20. He said, rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I guess I could run over me we not having service tonight, can I not? Not that I need your permission anyway. Let's talk about books just for a moment. There's three books in your life that really, really matters. You know, when you got born, your name was put in the book of life. Why is that? Because you lived. You were a potential candidate for salvation. And you go all the way down through life over there, and this thing come with the owner's manual. The Word of God. How to live. How to not live. More important than that, how to be saved. Now, you automatically got in that first book. You had an opportunity to read this book. You accept what this book says. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said over there that he told the sinners over there, he said, depart from me, for I never knew you. Why did he not know them? Because their name was not written down. You go to Luke chapter 16 over there, and it talks about a man named Lazarus over there, how that he was poor and how that he had lay at the rich man's gate over there, and how that he would beg for crumbs from the table over there, and it said over there that the dogs come and licked his sore. And it said that there was a certain rich man. Don't know his name. Why is that? Because the Lord didn't know his name. Because his name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, they're shouting in order. If your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Say, so how do I know that? Well, you check the record, amen. You realize today that I believe that the old song says, I can tell you the time, I can take you through the place where the Lord saved me by his wonderful grace. I know that I know that I know that I know that my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. When the sun comes up, saved ones will be reunited. Hey. Anybody in here that's lost a loved one? Oh, this is a very special day for you. Oh, this is a very special day because we recognize that there is life after death because Jesus Christ proved it with his own resurrection.
Amen.
That's why that Paul wrote over there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. He said in we shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. a phrase that I've used for 40 years. It really don't make no difference to me if I go by the clods or the clouds. Now, I'm talking about dirt clods for those folks that may might not be from the country. I'm talking about going out here and having a earthly grave. Why is that? It's because my destination's the same. Amen. It don't make no difference if I go by airplane or bus as long as I get there. When the sun cometh up, we'll sing a different song. Well, that's a good song today, wasn't it? I had never heard that before. I'd brag on you a little bit, but I know you get the big head. Said, when the sun cometh up, there'll be a new song sung. You know, Revelation said that they are a people. And how many of you folks are part of the church today?
Amen.
Everybody said amen. Turn to the person and said, I are. I are. Because Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9 said, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't want to know what them seals are, amen? It'll be the worst turmoil that has ever been loosed on mankind. Aren't you glad for those today who don't believe in the rapture of the church? There's you some new evidence over there. He said, we're going to sing a song because thou art worthy.
Yeah.
And the only thing that qualifies us is what Jesus has done, not what we've done. Yeah. The only thing that qualifies us is the fact that he unselfishly gave himself at Calvary over there, that he unselfishly shed his blood for you and I, and all that he asked us to do is accept what he's already done in our lives today. Oh, thou art worthy. Said that we'll also sing another song in heaven. We'll sing another song in heaven. I tell you what, I wish the Lord would give me the ability to sing and preach like some of them. But I tell you about most of them, I'm better looking than they are. But I want you to realize today this just for a moment. I'll tell you what I think that other song will be like. It'll go something like, I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. For I have been redeemed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
See, the angels can't sing that song. That's why the angels can't sing that song, because they were created servants of God. But we chose to be a part of God's family. We accepted what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary. And it was by the blood that we're redeemed. We're the only people that can sing that, by the way. We're the only people that qualify. And when the sun comes up, we'll sing a new song. Hey, when the sun comes up, there's going to be a supper. I got good news for you diabetics over there. It don't matter whether it's sugar-free or not. Amen. We won't have to worry about cholesterol. We won't have to worry about glutens. I don't even know what a gluten is. But we won't have to worry about that at that supper. Why is that? It's because all things will be healed before we get. I don't know about you, I miss sugar, amen? If I knew the Lord was coming back today, I've got about $200 in my pocket. I would go to Ingles, and I'd buy $200 worth of Little Debbie. And I'd see how many I could eat before he got here. Because I know if he didn't come, I'd be in a coma. Amen. But Revelation chapter 19 and verse 9 said, "And he saith unto me, Blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he shall say unto me, These are the true sayings of God." See, I'm gonna give you an invitation to a wedding. I want to give you an invitation to a feast that are for the groom and the bride. You say, "How do I get to be?" Well, you've already got an invitation. How do I get to be there? Well, you've got to be the bride, amen. You've got to be a part of the bride that Jesus Christ is getting ready to come back. And that song, by the way, we just sung, Beulah Land, that speaks of a wedding. That speaks of a wedding over there and a time over there when the church and the bride and the groom come together. And when the sun comes, there'll be a supper. Hey, aren't you glad that all these things I spoke about today could only have happened because he had risen today? Not only is he risen, he's ascended today. Not only is he ascended today, he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I. And not only is that he's making intercession for you and I, but he's getting ready to come back and gather his people. I wouldn't want to miss that. And when the sun comes up, a separation will take place. Bible says in Luke chapter 16, it said, "And the rich man who was cast into hell, Lazarus is sitting in the bosom of Abraham." But it said that there was a great gulf fixed between which no man can cross. And the rich man in hell cried out. He said, "Send thy servant Lazarus that he may dip his finger in water and that he might place it upon my tongue, for this place is a place of torment." When the sun comes back, and I'm using the word S-O-N. When the sun comes back, a separation will take place. I wouldn't want to be left behind. If I had about 2.5 more days to preach to you, I'd tell you what you're going to face. Time won't permit. See, at the beginning, when the Lord comes by and raptures his church, that will usher in a time that we know is the great tribulation. That'll be a time over there where that when we're sitting up there and we're eating supper and we'll sing a new song, and the Lord says that they are worthy. I'm going to open up them cedars. And they're going to be havoc here on earth as no man has ever seen. One third of the world's population will be destroyed in one act. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to face that. You say, "Well, that's about as bad as it gets." No. The worst is yet to come. As bad as it ever gets here, it won't be nothing for the pains that we'll see in hell. You know, everybody here was born with an eternal soul.
Amen.
Only choice you have is where you're going to spend eternity with it. But when the sun comes back, there'll be a separation type place.
Yes.
Y'all come to sing a song of invitation. You know something that we've been doing here for, I'm trying to think how old this old cross is. I want to say it's at least 30 years old. I know this was an old mountain tradition that I bought back here when I started pastoring here. Now, it's been redone a few times, ain't it, Mike? Matter of fact, it's been redone a bunch of times. But what became an old mountain tradition over here is that we would decorate the cross on Easter Sunday. Whatever we come up with used to be done in a lot of churches, old mountain. And the reason that we can decorate the cross is because those of you that know the Lord and the pre-partner sin, this cross is the most beautiful thing known unto mankind. Matter of fact, ladies, the cross pendant is the number one selling piece of jewelry in the world today. And because of what Jesus Christ done on the cross, we can see it as a thing of beauty. I can remember in my lost state how I viewed the cross. I saw it as a thing of destruction. I saw it as as something ugly. I saw it as something over there. And it was for everything I was against. And I was against everything that it was for in my lost state. How do you view the cross today? As a thing of beauty or a thing of destruction? Oh, I love that old cross. I love that old cross. We're going to decorate it here in just a minute. But more importantly than anything else, we're going to give you an invitation. If you're having problems in life, I'm telling you, the sun's coming up. Not only is the sun coming up, but the sun's coming back. Health problems. Maybe you're lost and undone. This is your Resurrection Sunday today. Change your view of the cross by coming to the altar of God today. Everybody stand if you sing.
Page 204.
When the trumpet of the Lord
shall sound,
the eternal bright and fire, and all on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder. How many folks could truly say, I'll be there? When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Hey, why don't you come and get your name marked down? Hey, you can get a reservation. You can have a reservation in heaven today, and your name be on that roll. Will you come today if you couldn't raise your hand? Hey, I'm happy today. I'd take a running fit if I wasn't too old. Listen, think about it. Is your name written down? Let's sing one more verse, if you will.
Verse 3.
And a slave.
worship in the dawn's setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Let's see them hands.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. We appreciate your attention just for a moment. If you'd like to have a seat there.